then we can begin.
Okay, Prudence.
Okay. Hi, my name is Prudence. I'm a sensible, level-headed sort of person. Can you tell me what you've been doing in the last week or so?
Prudence, I have been in Denmark at a conference for the last week, which so presenting and doing stuff around that. That's what I've been at.
That sounds like a very sensible thing to be doing with your time.
Very sensible.
Did you have a good time? Did you think it was worthwhile?
I did think it was worthwhile. A little bit stressful, but worthwhile, yeah.
In what way was it worthwhile?
Well, I had to present in front of a lot of high-class researchers. He asked me lots of difficult questions and therefore sort of helped improve my research, I think. So I think that in that way it was useful. And I also got to meet a lot of people in my field.
Uh-huh. Well, that's very good. Mm-hmm. So you think it added to your life and your experience?
Well, yeah, I think it added to my PhD. And helping me write it up, and how to write it up. Uh-huh. So yes, I do think so.
And what was the best bit of it?
The 15 minutes after my presentation was over.
And how did the presentation go?
Well, I was happy with it. It seemed to go to plan. I could answer all their questions, and people seem enthusiastic about the research, which is good.
And was it difficult?
Yeah, it was difficult because I knew the people I was presenting to were the people who invented it and were very au fait with it. So I knew if I said anything wrong, they'd know.
Yeah. So. And did they know?
Well, I didn't say anything wrong, okay. So they didn't need to.
Did they ask challenging questions?
Yeah, very challenging, but predictably challenging. I sort of knew they brought up stuff that I'm aware of and had some helpful suggestions.
So you're comfortable with it, with everything and how it went?
Yeah, I'm happy enough with it. Glad to have it over, but glad I went.
Uh-huh. And what about the place?
Denmark's lovely, really, really nice. It was it's very islandy and surrounded by water and sunny, and we were at a manor house in the middle of the countryside, which was lovely. We went on hikes and all sorts, so it was very nice.
Uh-huh.
Really liked that.
Yeah. And what was the best part of place?
Well, I think the weather, maybe on the first day when we were exploring the grounds, went for a walk, it was really, really sunny and nice. And because we're so close to the water, it was really sort of relaxing and beautiful to look at.
Uh-huh.
So that was good.
Good. And the weather was good?
Very nice. Well, better than it is here. So, yeah. So very nice.
And how does that fit in with your overall scheme of plans?
Well, it's important because I sort of helps me when I'm doing these presentations. It sort of focuses the mind on how I then go to write up. So simultaneously, when I was doing these presentations, I was also sort of writing stuff around it, which was good for me, I think. And but so my overall plan then is after that, I have to finish my testing up now, and continue writing wee bits as I go along.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're happy with how it's going?
Yeah.
You're comfortable with the whole...
Well, reasonably. September is a little bit quick, but no, I'm happy enough with things to date.
That's good. You seem to be very in control of things.
Well, reasonably.
You seem to be a very level-headed sort of person.
I am a very level-headed sort of person.
That's good. So how does that fit in your broader life plans?
Well, that's a little bit more scary. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to be doing next year, but I'm hoping some opportunity will present itself in the next few months. But I'm not sure. Hopefully somebody will offer me a job and pay me, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. The opportunities are always there if you are industrious enough.
Well, hopefully so.
Hopefully. Can you tell me, so that in your career, can you tell me a bit more about, do you plan to stay where you are at the minute?
I plan to stay in research, and I plan to stay in the more broad terms of the sort of research I do into sort of stroke rehab and more neuroscience and neurophysiology side of things, which I really enjoy it. Uh-huh. I think it's probably unlikely I'll be able to stay in Queens to do that, so I'll probably have to go elsewhere. Uh-huh. So it'll be sort of weighing up options of how far I'd like to go and what people have opportunities in their labs, I think.
Uh-huh. Do you have any ideas or preferences?
No, I think initially I would quite like to be inside the UK somewhere. Just I wouldn't like to have to start learning a language or going too far initially. So I've sort of maybe London or somewhere like that. But there's very high competition inside the UK, so needs might mean I need to go maybe further afield.
It's always useful to learn another language.
Yes. Seeing as I have difficulty with English, maybe I should. But yeah, it would be very useful. I'd love to know another language, but I don't know if I need to know neuroscience in another language.
Yeah. Okay, and so you don't know where you're going to be this time next year?
No.
So it's there's a lot of uncertainty?
There is a lot of uncertainty. Mm-hmm.
But you're comfortable enough with the way things are going?
Yeah, okay. On a short-term, long-term basis, I'm happy enough.
Yeah, well, I'm sure things will come if you keep working hard. I'm sure good things will happen.
Yeah, thank you, Prudence.